Real Ghost Stories Online.
The town that I grew up in is made up of many small islands all pushed together and separated by a river. One part of this is nicknamed French Island because when the town we settled, the French families mostly settled there in a cluster. I lived in an apartment on French Island 3 years ago with a good friend of mine. The apartment was a two-story house. Each story is one apartment, and we had the top story. To get into either apartment, you needed to walk into the garage, and then directly to your left was the door to the downstairs apartment, and shortly past that, there was a corner, then a wooden stair. It led up to the landing, which was our apartment door. There were four significant experiences during the year that we lived at this apartment. Three of them happened to me, one happened to my roommate, and she told me about it the next day. I'll talk about them in another letter. First, a small description of our apartment. When you walk into the main door, you're in a room about 24 square feet. There are two doorways on the wall directly opposite the main door. One on each half of the room. The one on the left is to the living room. The one to the right went to my roommate's room. The room is separated into two areas by a partial wall in the middle. It goes from the floor about 3/4 of the way to the ceiling. This partial wall runs from one side of the room to the other, except for a 3-foot walking space on both ends. The left side is a dining area and the right side is a kitchen. If you walk from the main room into the living room, my bedroom door was on the other end. The bathroom is built into the corner of the kitchen beside my roommate's bedroom. This was the whole apartment. The first thing that happened, my roommate used to have a rocker recliner in the living room that had a broken spring at the bottom of it. He had to really put some effort into rocking it, and it made very distinct squeaking noises when you did. I was asleep in my room on a day off. It was about 10 in the morning. I was about half asleep. I was lying on my bed when the squeaking of that chair, that noise, that distinct noise, woke me up. It sounded like it was being rocked back and forth 2 or 3 times. I sat up and yelled out my roommate's name to see if there was anybody there. The noise just stopped. I was kind of confused because my roommate is supposed to be at work in a town that was a half hour away. So I just laid back down thinking maybe I had imagined it and fell back asleep. Then I heard the sound again. Same thing. Sounded like someone was rocking back and forth in the chair, called out the name, and it stopped. This time I sat in my bed and didn't go to sleep for about 5 minutes until I heard it again. Yelled it for my roommate, telling her it wasn't funny and stop playing tricks on me. I said she was scaring me and please stop. The rocking then ceased as soon as I said something to her. After a few more minutes, I opened my door, went out to the living room. My roommate was not home. She was in fact at work all day and there was no one else in the house. Just to reiterate, this chair could not have been rocking on its own because of the broken spring. You literally had to put both feet flat on the floor to push it back and forth. I also should note that I wasn't really extremely scared. A little uneasy when I was in my room, but after I went to the living room, I really felt fine, almost a sense of peace. I actually ended up sitting in that very chair, watching TV, falling asleep. I was confused as to why I felt such comfort after such a frightening experience. To this day, I don't know.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.